Okay, this is the great one. This is the brilliance of who I am. So, you may recall, those of you who listen to Stating the Obvious on a regular basis, as you should, you will recall that scant days ago, July the 4th, I made a prediction right here on Stating the Obvious podcast from Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com. I made a prediction. I said that this would happen within 15 years. I said that in the future, your automobile, using GPS, using wireless internet technology, using the onboard computer, that your vehicle would monitor how fast you're driving, monitor where you're at, and when you exceed the speed limit, it would send that information to the government. The government would mail you a ticket. Now, of course, all of you who are statists said that, of course, I'm crazy and insane and this would never happen because the government is here to help us and they would never do anything like that. Yada, yada, fucking yada. My statist communist Obama-humping mother every couple of months sends me a box full of all sorts of interesting stuff, including issues of National Geographic magazine. Right here. This is the May 2013 issue of National Geographic magazine. I would tell you what page number it's on, but National Geographic apparently doesn't have page numbers. Here we go. Tattletailing. Reckless drivers may want to take note. Researchers in Spain are developing a system that would make every car a traffic cop. Funded by the country's Ministry of Science and Innovation, the car-to-car network could report violations to authorities. Sensors would spot nearby cars going over the limit or help lay blame for a fender bender. Quote, vehicles would act as witnesses of each other, unquote, says computer scientist Jose Maria de Fuentes. Knowing everyone's a snitch could make driving more stressful, but also, policymakers hope, safer. The Ministry of Science and Innovation. Doesn't get more Orwellian than that. There it is. For all those of you who tell me I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, that I'm overreacting, that I'm a fearmonger, that the government would never do anything like that because the government never spies on people, that, I mean, here it is. Spain and what happens in Europe soon comes to America. Spain is developing ways for, and this is actually even more brilliant from the statist perspective. Right? Because if the state sets it up so that your car is spying on you, there's going to be an element of resistance to that from some people. Not many, but some. But the brilliance of this is the brilliance of the state. The brilliance of this is that it makes your automobile spy on other automobiles, which makes, of course, you feel safe because my car's not spying on me. My car is monitoring the cars around me for my own safety. Now, of course, all the other cars around you are monitoring you, but the average stupid person isn't going to see it that way. The average stupid person is going to come at this from the perspective of my car is spying on other cars, my car is monitoring other automobiles for my safety. Kind of like Hussein Obama is listening to phone calls. He's not spying on you. No. He's doing that for your safety because 9/11.